all this topic. It struck me last weekend, actually. I want to talk to women that do not want kids. Why would any woman that doesn't want to have kids? But then I realized that there's so many women like that who do not want to have kids. But I've not really, really spoke to a young woman about it to find out why she doesn't want to have kids, what informed that decision not to have kids and stuff. So I'm just going to start with you, Blessing. What was growing up like for you? That if you grew up in Nigeria?
Growing up was, I think, like any normal kid in Nigeria, growing up was Nigerian.
Normal is really in Nigeria. Normal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so I come from a family of six. We are four children, so yeah. And I think, I don't know what else to say. How to answer that question with regards to growing up in Nigeria. I think it was pretty Nigerian. It was pretty, when I say Nigerian, like the normal things you go through, like the parents, the family, and all those things, you understand? Like the normal.
So was it like, did you grow up in a very conservative home or liberal?
Oh, okay. No, my family is not a liberal family in that sense. I think they are quite conservative, but my mom and my dad, I think they are quite conservative, yeah. In the sense that it's the way society, like, they basically live off, like, oh, they have, like, societal, oh, we can't do this or we can't do that, what would people say, how people think, you know, those sort of things. I think they were quite conservative.
Okay. Oh, Vivian, you want to share? Uh-huh. With us?
So I'm my mom's first child. At first, it was quiet. I'm like 4 years older than my younger sister.
Okay.
So it was quiet for a while. And then children kept coming in and it became chaotic. It was calm, really. Close knit family, just us four she had. And then, you know, it's just normal. I left home really early because I got into university at 15, so I was gone, and I pretty much have been by myself since then. So yes.
Most people will argue that forgive my language, but most people say kids say the darnest thing. Like, one minute they want to become engineers, next minute they're leaning towards the law profession, the next minute they're like, oh, you know what, I'm just going to be a dancer, or probably want to become the next kid. So if you say you've always known you didn't want kids since you've been a child, it means that something, there must have been like a memorable event in your life that made you, you know, come to that decision, to make that decision that you do not want to have kids. So do you want to share with us, or would you mind sharing with us?
Well, I feel like I honestly cannot pinpoint that one thing. But the truth is, like, okay, I'm the first child in my family, so I saw my mom to have a lot of children, and I just don't see the point, right? Maybe also because of the kind of, like, family I came from, that, you know, with regards to, you just, okay, maybe if you were having children, you know, and there was like some sort of peace and happiness, maybe you'll be like, okay, there's togetherness here, we have community, that's the reason why we are happy and we're excited with our family, you know. But when you are in a family where it's almost like there's trouble every time, so you're like, bro, why is that even giving this more? Do you understand? So that's how I felt. Did you get? There was someone actually sat my mom down and like, so tell me why exactly you are having more children. Why do you need this one? Why do you need that one? Did you get? Like, I don't know, that's just how I am, right? I tend to ask, like, I tend to have the conversations that people shy away from, right? So, with regards to this, like, I can't really say that there was this time when I decided or it happened on me that I've never enjoyed taking care of children. Remember when I was growing up and then somebody said, well, I should look after her two sons and take them to school every morning, you know, like, because on my way to school, I'll just drop them off at their own school and then go to my own school. And it was such a very tiring task. Like, even somebody on the road saw me and was like, if you know you can't take care of this child, why not just tell your mother that you're not cut out for this, you know? And Like, I've never really been in sync with children. Like, if you bring a child into my space now, we're just going to be looking at each other. I'm not going to go and say, oh, hi, how do you feel? Like, I can't even bother. I'd rather be
left. Okay, that was funny. That was funny. But really, when did you realize that?
I'm actually quite serious because I had working parents, basically. But you know, there was me. It became quite certain when I was like maybe between the ages of 8 to 11. I just realized, okay, this having kids thing is not for me. And then I wanted to be a lawyer as a child. I said, oh my God, I'm going to be an humanitarian lawyer. Yeah, I won't have time for kids. I'm going to be a career lady. I'm not a career lady, but I'm super sure I don't want kids.
Okay.
But I cannot envision my life with kids. Like, what's the point? And then some people could come and counter and be like, yes, she gave birth to you, that's why you're here. Well, I didn't have to be given birth to. My dad would be like, don't mind people, you didn't ask to be given birth to, we have to take care of you and stuff like that. And it actually stands true. Because, like, I don't see myself taking care of children, that's just the point, right? It's not, like, I'd have a kid today and then the next day I'll just leave the hospital. The family will come and carry the child. And I'm gone. If anybody wants to force me to have kids, that's what's going to happen. But then,
so at
you
the,
can't force me anyway.
Yeah. At the risk of sounding dark, I want to share what experience here. So, like, there was one time, my mom see it, my mom body for the three girls for a long time. We didn't have a boy. And so, there was one time I met this woman, she was my friend's mother. And then the woman said, I have children as a mother have. I said, three girls. She said, the woman is evil. She's like, so your mother doesn't have a boy. I said, yes. She said, it's very wrong for a woman to not have a boy. She should try and have a boy. At least she should have a boy in the family that it just shows that she's a strong woman and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, the fact that I was saying, you know, doing well in life, she's succeeding, all those things, she's not strong. Is when she had a boy that was should be strong. This is a different labor thing and everything. And this woman had like five boys or four boys. And she had like three boys, and she had like two girls or so. So it turns out that, so years later, after like a couple of years, like I said, I didn't know something like that. I hope the person I'm telling you through does not find out that I should. So like years later, like, this woman had cancer and then she died. And then so I went back to my mom and I said, so you mean that the boy she gave birth to did not give her enough strength to survive? It was a very dark thing to say, I'm sorry. But like, it never left my mind. Like, for her to say that thing about my mom, I was deeply hurt. And so like, you know, I expected that she one day I'd be like, maybe a Kamala Harris that would be celebrating because of her voice. So like, you mean that your voice, like, I have boys that die like that.
Oh my god, dying.
You know, so like, in my head, I was just like, I mean,
I think
I'm a very realistic person. I tend to like achieve, like how that person, like look at everything through the lens of, okay, so what's the point? So like with regards to marriage, so somebody is like, okay, you want to get married, and then how that person, like in my head I'm like, so what is the point exactly? Like balance me, just tell me why exactly are you getting married? So it's not just the wedding day that I'm happy, but I'm happy for you, you're getting married, wedding day, so what is that, what next? Jonathan, so 10 years down the line, you are telling me that your husband is doing this and he's like, okay, so didn't you think about this before you marriage? Like, did you get, like, I don't need to go on trying to say, like, I just feel like there are a lot of things that there is no point to. Did you get? So, I know my mom would have been in a better place. She didn't have any of us. So, like, I'm like, what exactly is the point of this? Like, what exactly is the point of this? I don't know if you get. So, like, I don't know. I just try to like balance everything and ask questions. Like, if it does not make any sense, like if at the end of the day it's not going to lead to anything.
Okay, so I don't see what I've inferred from what you've said, Blessing, is the fact that you feel like your mom having you guys actually kind of slowed her down in the achievement department.
I'm not just slowed down. I think you just hampered everything that she would have ever been in life. Do this, like, because you don't have to sit down and then take care of children, and you know, at the end of the day, like, I had a conversation with my mom, like, some days ago. I said, so now that I am now a graduate, have I bought you a car? Have I bought you a house? Do you understand? Like, so, I asked her, like, before your mother died, did you buy her a car? Did you buy her a house? So, what exactly, like, tell me now. Like, I just, like, I feel like we don't question things. Is the reason why
what is not going to children tell
them. Yeah. So like I'm like so now I've been in my house, my apartment for the past 1 year. I've not come to visit you since coronavirus started. So
no, what is like what
no no.
No, I actually
don't know
conversation because you're speaking from a place of honesty, trying to express yourself how you feel about this whole thing about women having kids and you looking at childbirth as through the lens of it hinders women from
like like that pain. If you want to have children, if a person wants to have children, like, and you know they want to support themselves, like genuinely want children for yourself, that's fine. But you're saying that you're going to pass through childbirth because of a man, as far you want to have the children so that this man can be happy. Also, like there is no point. What? You know the changes that women's bodies go through. There is no one man on earth that is worth all those problems that women go through when they give birth. Like, you don't have children for yourself. It's a different case. It's like, oh, okay, I like children, therefore you also have them. But if you now say, ah, again, I married though, I don't really like children, but then you'll have one because of it's a waste of time. I don't know, they don't give birth. They won't give you house, they won't give you car. Do you understand? The economy get the one get better with the generation.
That's good. Vivian, hi, are you there? Gretchen has really expressed herself on why reasons. She has looked at it from an economic point of view, she has looked at it from the societal and cultural point of view of why this is, you know, told us this is why she does not, these are the reasons why she doesn't want to have kids. So although I'm inclined to disagree with some of her points, where there are so many great women in the world who have kids, who are also married and have gone on to achieve so many great things. We have, of course, we have women like Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. We have so many women like the Croatian president. We have so many women in the world who have, you know, even Ibukun Awashika, Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, and the rest of them who have, you know, who are married, who have kids, who are still pursuing, you know, their career and, you know, bridge sharpening, glass ceilings and all of that. So do you agree with Blessing or you disagree with Blessing that, you know, marriage kind of, or having kids hinders, you know, women, and how that, you know, women have kids maybe because of men and stuff, but I would like to argue that so many women have kids because they also want to have kids. No, I'm not saying that actually. They are not women that have kids because they want to please their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many women like that. But then, she's disconnected. Okay. But then there are other women who actually have kids because this is what they want to do. They want to have kids.
Right. I don't know the really? Woman who has had kids because she wanted to have kids. It's just the way society has molded people. You just see people, they come, finish school, they get married, they have kids, they work, they retire, and then at the end of the day, they want their kids to cater to them. So I kind of feel, especially in Nigeria, for example, it's sort of like it's a retirement plan, having kids. So, you know, when I tell people I don't want to have kids, they go like, who's going to take care of me when you get older? I will, because I don't want to be old and rickety when I'm 60 or 70 or whatever.
Yeah, I did.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Good. So most people just have kids because retirement plan, as far as me I'm concerned. I don't have any economic or career reasons for not wanting to have kids. It's just personal. Like, they just don't fit into my MO or just retirement plan. They don't really have love for the children. And you know, a very good percentage of Nigerians are very non-empathic. So you just see parents bringing up their children like animals. Everybody just, you know, I just go out sometimes and just because of families, I'm like, why? What's the essence? KD? Like, No, it just doesn't fit. People should learn to like go out more. And you're talking about career. You mentioned like maybe 7 women who have flourishing careers and they have kids. How about the other 500, 300 million women?
Yeah, so
who are actually struggling to keep up with their careers or advance their careers because they have kids. About women who have had to leave work because a good example is my grandmother.
Okay.
Now she used to work for the defunct Nigerian Airways thingy. Now she got transferred, but they were living in Ibadan. She got transferred to what's it called? Lagos. And then my grandfather said, either you choose me and kids or you choose your work. She chose them, but she never forgave him. So she had kids and she dumped them. Practically brought up the children by herself. So she had to start a business. She got another house close to her business. She was literally, my mom was like, she literally lived there every day. When she got pregnant for him, she would give him the baby. So my grandfather practically brought up all his kids almost by himself because she never forgave him for what he did. I think the point is just to look for if you want to have kids, look for someone who is willing to be a partner like all through and through. But I don't know how many people have partners like that in our own side of the world. So basically, just look for a partner who is willing to go through and through. It would not have been bad if the whole family had moved to Lagos. But then he selfishly said, choose your work or choose me and the children. And she chose him and she abandoned
him. She's connected, so I think she had a reception issue. Hopefully she'll come back again.
So, do you ever think that maybe it was a choice your grandmother wanted to make? She actually, from what you said, she was there and she wasn't there. Like, she chose the man and his kids and, family, but then she was literally, resentful because of the choice she had to make. Do you feel like she could have, just walked away instead of just going through all of that revenge, resentfulness and stuff. Instead of, I think I want to work with the Nigerian Airlines. I want to have a career and stuff. No. So instead of having kids and then, not being in their lives as a mom and stuff.
She's been dead for years now, and British was decades older than I am. So I really can't say the people who were around her when she made or influenced that decision making. You could never know. Maybe it was a family, because I know she was really close to her mother. I never met her mother. So I never know if they forced her or whatever. So I can't really tell why she made that decision. I feel like if she had, taking the airways route should have been like a very great woman, because she had iron resolve and she wasn't going to say no to that. And even with business, she excelled quite well. So I will never be able to tell what influenced her decision making, but I know that it didn't end too well for her because now our children were distant, they grew really distant to her and all that. I think when she got older, that kind of brought pain also because she's like,
okay, so there was like a strange relationship between your aunties and uncles and your grandmother. Do you feel like these situation kind of informed, kind of made your mom decide that, I want to be there for my kids. I want to have kids and I want to raise them by myself.
I think I told you before that I practically raised my siblings.
Welcome back, Blessing. Welcome back.
Yeah.
So, Bibia, like I said, do you think that your grandma not being in the lives of your mom, your aunt, other aunts, and then your uncle, kind of informed your mom's decision to say that, I'm going to have kids and I'm going to be in the life of my children. I'm going to raise these children.
You know what? I think that, oh my goodness, I think my mom having that kind of relationship with her mother should have informed her better.
That's the thing about human children. Our emotions, we see things differently. You have people who are like,
Yeah. We all see things differently. For example, Blessing
is like,
she's looking at her mom like, okay, why do you have more kids? Like, I feel like you could have achieved so much more if you didn't have children. Do you understand? And maybe whatever the woman is, I don't know if Blessing, I don't know if you've had this conversation with her and then asked her if she actually regrets having kids or, you know, having to.
Oh, my mom does not. It could be.
I've not asked her about
regretting. I don't think regret is possible because she has rationalized it that far. Oh, the children are at least like her children love her and all of that. So basically, she has just found a way to rationalize it.
Yeah.
So, but I wouldn't say it's regret. She will probably know that she should have done much more with her life, but she will not feel regret. But I feel like at the end of the day, I don't want to have to rationalize anything, Jonathan. I want to be living like live life basically.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like, okay, anyway, but this works anyway. You get like, that's not the way I want to live my life.
Okay.
And there's this podcast, I think podcast, TEDx talk I was listening to. The man was like, whatever you do in life, you're going to regret it. If you marry, you'll regret it. If you don't marry, you'll regret it. He was an old man who was talking. And he said, if you have children, you regret it. If you don't have children, you regret it. So whatever you do, you're going to regret it at the end of the day. So just try and live your life to the fullest. So that's basically what he said. And, you know, when people say, oh, blessing, so you don't want to have children, what if you end up regretting some other time? I'm like, if I have children, so I would still end up regretting it at some point. So why not just do what I want to do? You understand?
Yeah.
And I feel like the world has too many children. I would probably adopt. I don't want babies. I'll probably adopt my children that are like 10 years and ago. But I don't want to do that much more. I don't know that.
At the beginning of this conversation, you literally said you can't, like, you don't know what to do with children. So even if you're
adopting, I don't know what to do with children. Yeah. And they'll be like in boarding school and stuff. So we'll see when we.
It's going to be like a long distance relationship.
Yes, I feel like, in fact, like my adoption technique will go to be, they will still be with their parents, I will just be sending them money, they'll be like, ah, let me be rich auntie that sponsors us.
Yeah, oh my god, where did I get these people from?
I don't think people with a life, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't realize that.
It's a sex club child.
So, I was so angry that day when she told me my mom was not coming because she had a video. I was so mad.
Well, that's actually me. No, see? As a free liberal upbringing, the liberal upbringing I have, if someone has
said that. I was a child then, right? So when she said this thing, I was something like 13 years old. I remember I was like 13 years old when she said what. At that time, I was a very mean thing to say to a child
because obviously it stayed with you for a very long
time. Yeah, it never left me.
Yeah,
and even when, to be very honest, it never left me. And I think I stopped going to her house because of that. Mm-hmm. And even when eventually she passed on, I never felt anything. I didn't feel any single bit of empathy for her when she passed on. Like, to be very honest. Mm-hmm.
You're too fucking angry too.
I don't understand what it meant until I met that woman. So she was the first person who was the society or who represented the society wherever that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So she was like the one person that I saw that said rubbish about my mother having three girls. I never forgive her for it, actually.
Mm.
Did they call your mom Abigail?
And another thing, I remember my father said one thing one day. He was telling us that one time he wanted to, so he told somebody that, my wife has, what they call it. Okay, no, that's the problem, not even use that. We were talking about how Monty has only girls, right? Mm-hmm. And so one day Monty was like, her friend has given birth, that the friend gave birth. But I remember I was very, very young. You see, all the things, I feel like parents say, and they don't know what they're saying. And the children that are quiet, the children are listening to you, and they're waiting for you in front. They're waiting. So now, my father now told my mother that, so normally I'm like, this is my friend, I'm doing better, rather. And my father now told her that, of course, she wants to save her marriage. I mean, you never left me. Like, what does saving marriage mean? Like, people that are doing better, saving their marriage, what does that even mean? Like, what does that even mean? What, like, it just kind of like realized the whole idea of a woman and what she goes to, where she goes, where she gives birth and everything. Mostly that 3 years.
Wow.
Me, she has done 3 years. For me, one of my sisters that died, and then my brother, my last brother.
Wow.
So imagine, I'm like, so this thing that you're going to do, you wouldn't watch this.
And give us.
No, I will call it that. Where is the coronavirus? That coronavirus goes also down. I will visit her.
Wow,
please.
Actually, I and my father are not talking to us at the moment, and I'm like, I'm going to show you the thing. In 10 years, I don't plan to see that man. He's very honest. So I can't. So like, I'm just like, I mean, so what do you say that people say? Parents just say these things and they don't think about it. Yeah, you're right to something.
So, so all of the things you experience, I can see that. The whole your mom having to go through CS to birth, you know, your younger siblings and even you, and then what she has had to deal with before your brother came, what she has had to deal with from, you know, the snares, the remarks and stuff. It just kind of shaped your opinion about and you know, kids and their importance.
Yeah,
I feel like you. I'm not looking at kids as a liability to a woman in the society where she just gives, and basically it's like she's not getting anything back in return.
Yeah, actually, women don't get anything back in return, to be very honest. There's this thing that I was listening to one time, and the man said that, it was even the man that was saying it. He said that women give birth. But you know, said that marriage is a conduit for men to just have or spill their seeds all about and then go on with their careers, while the women can now sit down and then take care of the children. And it sort of makes a lot of sense, because I'm not looking at everybody that I knew that was married, you know, and had more than one child. You get all the women in those situations. Basically, we're not doing shit or we're not doing much. Because they were lazy or anything. These women were doing a lot before they got married. Then they get married and have children. Happens. You have 2 children, you have 3 children. Husband is at work. You probably don't bear anymore. You carry the child one day, then the internet is, you know, going at God. They're like, oh my God, such a cute father. Like, because you carry the child one day.
I'm not of the opinion that, you know, childbearing also does not stop men. It does hinder men too. Like when kids come into the life of parents, it hinders men too. But it's more detrimental. I don't even want to use the word detrimental, because I feel like childbearing or having kids, like, this huge blessing and most people do not see kids as you know, some sort of a career thing or something they have to do because they're expecting some kind of reward. Although yes, I understand black tax exists, like Vivian said earlier, that most people, especially in our society here, see children as a sort of a retirement plan. I understand all of that exists, but there are so many people in the world who have kids, and there is this fulfillment they get from it, that their career or whatever achievement or whatever thing they've been able to get in life does not, you know, does not measure up to. You know, there's so many people like that who will be like, you know, my kids are like, if I heard someone say that if they fail as a parent, no matter what they've achieved in life, that they failed in life. Do you understand? So I feel like I feel like it's a whole, there are greatness to all of that.
There's no one size.
Yes, it's a great area.
So the same way, I wouldn't call it gray areas. I would just say the same way people love children, the same way people don't love children, the same way God, people love God or love Jesus or love Mary. It's the same way some people don't, and some people could not be bothered. You understand? So like, I think people just, you get people just are different, and I think the society has to just realize that people are different and learn to fit, you know, or learn to, how like I say,
to accommodate other,
yes, learn to accommodate other people's beliefs and ideologies. Yes,
of course. So before we go, this has been like a very interesting conversation, and I like how open and honest you have been with, you know, your whole experience and how you've come out to continually say that, oh, this is what I want and this is what I have been through. This is why I do not want to do this, because I've seen what doing this can do to a woman. I've seen how society can, and I respect that. I like people that are honest. I like people who know what they want, and you know, when you ask them, why do you want this? They tell you, this is what I have been through. Honestly, in all honesty, your feelings are very valid. And I really hope, I really wish you well. I really hope, you know, you go on to find happiness. Like, Bibian actually mentioned earlier that if she has kids, that she's not going to be happy. That she has seen it, that she's not going to be happy. But then I asked her this question, which is the same question I'm going to ask you, which the question is, do you think that maybe there is anywhere in the future where you can, you may change your mind about not wanting to have kids?
No, the only way that I see that happening is if there was basically like a surrogate mother who would go through the whole childbirthing process. And but I don't believe in having children where there is no father figure, because there's just something the father recognition does to you or does for you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, if I don't have that belief system of having like father figure on ground, I would want to have like a surrogate mother have children and take care of the children while I like sponsor them.
Okay.
But no, I'm not crazy about the idea. You get like, I have tried my best to think about the many ways that I can, you know, like it hasn't just sat well in my spirit. Maybe at some point, you know, I feel like, you know, you walk into a realization at some point in time, like,
with your child, I don't like pain. Even if, jeez.
What?
Do you have kids?
Me?
Yes.
No, not kids. I have a daughter, actually.
Oh, after when you said daughter, you have to correct me. Like, not plenty children, but a very special
one. Well.
See?
Yeah,
but we're not like you. She felt saying it like that. But I have a queen. I have a, you know.
she's literally the bane of my existence. So, it's kind of how life was. But it does not in any way invalidate, you know, what you guys want and thought. Like, I love kids. I love children. I love having them around. And somehow, kids come to me. Like, I can go in a place, in a strange place, and then I'm sitting down, and maybe a child is playing with the mom, and then next to the child is smiling at me, and I ask the mom if I can I hold him or her, and usually, and then the next thing, kids are falling asleep in my arms. Like, I've been in public, and I see a child crying, and I'm just like, I go to the mom, and I'm like, I think the baby's diaper is too soaked. just change the diaper. He's uncomfortable or she's uncomfortable. And, yeah. You change the diaper and the child is fine.
Like, crying my own
I really cannot stand kids that cry a lot though, but I see them as a blessing. And being a mom is one of the best things that ever happened to me. It's one of the best experiences that I could ever have. Like, it's something that every day I'm like, this decision I made, I ask myself, do you regret it sometimes? And every time the answer is no, I wouldn't have it any other way, because the person I give birth to is, sometimes I stare at her, like, she's in boarding school and all that, but I look at her and I'm like, I cannot believe I did this. Like, really? I actually carried. It's a moment of, thank you guys for having this conversation with me. Thank you, Blessing, for sharing, you know, this part of you with me. Thank you, Bibian, also. I've learned a lot from the both of you, and if there's anything I've seen, is how society and then your experiences in life actually help shape certain decisions that you make concerning your life, you know. And until next week, guys, please do not forget to subscribe to the Oge podcast. You can also follow Blessing at, what's your Twitter handle and Instagram handle?
Blessing Iyama.
Okay, Blessing Iyama _ Abby? Or just Blessing?
No, just Blessing Iyama.
Just Blessing Iyama. Yes, and you can follow Bibian on Twitter at Camera Perfect. Now, for the Oge Show, you can follow us across all social media platforms at the Oge Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And you can listen to this podcast across all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Castbox, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and, you know, so many other platforms. Until next week, guys. Bye for now.
Mm-hmm. Bye.